Welcome, everybody. Shir number 804, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are in the middle of working on the bracha of Bera Nefashos. So I just want to go through, interesting, the Mishnah Berurah in our Simen, which is Reish Zayin, right? It's a very small Simen. It's just the one bracha, Bera Nefashos. We went through some various different halachas over there. And also from the Aruch HaShulchan, how they bring down, it's actually from the Tur, they are quoting a Tur, which what the end of, the beginning, we understand, Baruch Atah Hashem and so on, right? But the second part of the bracha as to what exactly is it referring to? That which we said, V'chasroi Nun or V'chasroi Nam with a Mem or a Nun, okay, depending on one's minig. What is that exactly referring to? It's deficiency, sort of like, right? The body's missing something. What is that all about? And when we say, I'll call Ma Shebarasa, I'll call Ma Shebara, again, whatever the person's minig is, everything that Hashem created, I'll call Ma Shebarasa Lachiyos Behem, to give Chiyos, to give, sort of like, to give a Chiyos, like a life, but to instill some sort of a life into the person. But what exactly is this talking about? So the Mishnah, just a quote from Mishnah Berurah, and we'll see the Aruch HaShulchan, when we say the word lachayos behem, actually they translate it as to wish to sustain, sort of to sustain nefesh kol chay, every living being, every form of life. Okay, baruchay or lemim. Okay, so what is it? What does the Mishnah Berurah tell us? B'shem the tour. So he says in conjunction with this bracha, which we want to know what it's all about. The nuyisin lo yisbarach shevach, that we give Hakadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, we give him praise. Al Shabara Devarim Hachrechim, that whereby Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu created things which we need. In other words, which the body needs to survive. Kegoin Lechem, like bread, right? In other words, things that will sustain us. So Devarim Ha'ilim, Af She'enem Hachrech, Kegoin Peres. Also, various different type of things which the she'enem hechrech. In other words, you don't have to have it. Like fruit, for example, fruit delicacies, if you want to call it, right? Somebody doesn't eat an apple, they'll nishkeferloch, you know, they'll go on. But if somebody doesn't have something substantial, like if somebody just drinks water all day, every day, that's not going to work, right? You have to have something that will sustain you, like bread, something of sustenance, if you want to call it, right? Doesn't mean a bedafka, only bread, but something in that family, the item foods that will sustain you. And then you have different type of things like fruits, which are, of course, they're very healthy, but you know, it's a little bit more of a treat, if you want to call it, right? They taste good, different colors, the beautiful way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. Each fruit has a different delicious sweet taste and so on. So now tells us the Mishnah Berurah further. It's all the way at the end of, again, Simon Reish Zayin, or the last line, basically, of the Mishnah Berurah. Tells us the Mishnah Berurah of Al Hechreichim, Oymer V'chesroinam, or V'chesroinon, again, depending on what your minig is. Those things which sustain us, with the essential items of living, if you want to call it, like bread, right? You need your bread to survive, bread and water. A person needs bread and water to go on living. Right? V'al Hechreichim, Oymer V'chesroinam. That's the Loshen of Chesroinim, of those deficiencies. Val Kol Sha'ar Yomer, and all the rest, we say like on the fruits and whatever the case is, it's various different type of things. Yomer Al Kol Ma Shebaro, or Al Kol Ma Shebarasa, Achiyos Behem. In other words, what Hashem created to sustain, that is going, that last part is going on the fruits and the various vegetables also, possibly, I mean, it could be some vegetables are more sustain a person, like potatoes or whatever, but especially fruits, apples, oranges, these type of things would be going on the words Shebara. Okay, so now I just want to read from the Sefer Aruch HaShulchan. So he says, interesting, that he says, all the way at the end, again, in our Simen Reish Zayin, Sifdal is all the way at the end. Oh, upirusha kosavator boyre nefashis rabbis v'chesroinam. I'll call ma shehem chasirim kamoy lechem. In other words, things that people need to survive, like bread or mayim and water. Shehem echrechem. Right, those are echrechias. Those are the essential items, and that is when we say the word v'chesroinam or v'chesroinan. That is what it's going on. Those deficiencies is that word is going on those items, the things that person mamish needs to survive. I'll call ma shebarasa. He says, he continues on, right? When, what about those words?
Kolimar, again, he's quoting the Torah, Kolimar, Val Shar, Devarim, Shabara, Bawailim, all the other things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Shalei Hayu Anafashes Chasiris. In other words, that, Shalei Hayu Anafashes Chasiris Mehem, Imlain Nivru. In other words, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have created them, we could still get by, if you want to call it, right? It's like a treat, if you want to call it, right? And that's, like we said, the fruits and so on. It says further, then we say, L'chayyoyis b'hem nefesh kol chai. This is going on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tov U'Meitiv. Hashem is good, He does good, it's only good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only good. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us these beautiful things, even fruits with different colors, fruits with different tastes, right? Sweet fruits, delicious fruits. Each fruit you take a look, the peel is different. You have an apple, a beautiful fresh apple, it looks so delicious, it tastes so delicious. You have orange, looks so delicious, tastes delicious, bananas, each one in its own state, different beautiful colors, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu could have made everything like the same, all taste the same and all look the same, and that's it, and life goes on. No, each fruit is a different color, each vegetable is a different color, so it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan is telling us, and we have to keep this in mind when we eat. Baruch Hashem, we're able to eat. Baruch Hashem, we have teeth, and it goes down, and we're able to swallow, and we enjoy the food. So Kaloyma da Kadosh Baruch Hu Tuyvu Meitiv Nisen. If I don't eat my fruits, I mean, I'll survive. If I don't have my bread and water, my something to sustain me, right? Something that'll sustain me. I can't just drink, I'll drink soda all day or something like that. I have to have a person, if they don't eat something that'll give a person sustenance, they're just going to wither away, basically, right? They're going to, chas v'sham, lose weight and suffer from malnutrition and vitamin deficiency and all the other things. And chas v'shalom just wither away. So you have to eat something substantial, something that's going to give you, whether it could be lakshin, right, noodles, it could be bread, it could be possibly rice, but certain foods, obviously we understand, potatoes, right, will give us more sustenance, and you need water, you have to have liquids in the body, and so on. So those are when we say v'chesroinam. Those are the mamash dehachrechem. But also, to go along with that, I'll call masha b'rasa l'achiyos behem. That is going on, tells us Mishavur, and the Aruch HaShulchan, b'shem the tour, is going on all the wonderful, wonderful, beautiful things, fruits, vegetables, the different colors, and not just the fruits and vegetables themselves, like we said, colors, the taste, and they, obviously many of these things are more enjoyable than a simple piece of bread, possibly sometimes, depending on what it is. But we have to know, we make this bracha, b'nefashes, not just to, shoot it off our tongue, let it just fly off like a habitual act. Sometimes people, myself included, make many times a day a b'nefashes, whether it's their drinking or they possibly, some people on diets, all they eat is shahakols and these type of things. You can make maybe 25, 30 b'nefashes, a day sometimes. And it's just like sort of like flows off the tongue, the same words again and again and again and again. It becomes such a habitual thing, a person doesn't even think about it for a second. But we want to take 10 seconds, mamish 5, 10 seconds, just to think a minute what it's all about. The food that's going into our mouth, it could have been a tasteless piece of cardboard, right? A Kaddish Baruch Hu gave it a taste, whether it's a piece of meat, whether it's a piece of bread, how delicious fresh piece of bread we put in our mouth, that's okay, that's going on, v'chesroi nan, or whatever the case is, but things have delicious taste, things taste good, and it feels good when it goes down, especially if a person's hungry. So we have to keep that in mind and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every step of the way. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha, Kol Tov.